Let me tell you one of the peculiar things about new technologies. They wipe out the preceding technology and recover or retrieve ancient ones. The computer has revived the I Ching, the Book of Changes in China. It has revived some of the most ancient forms of medicine 4,000 years old in Japan. It has revived in your world, the coming year has been dubbed the year of the witch in book publishing because it is the world of the occult, of the inner trips, of numerology, and general mysticism, ESP. The world of the witch, the book of the future, the inner trip, the outer trip of civilized man is finished according to these developments. Now, the Japanese do not live in a visual world. They live in the world of what is called the Ma, M-A, meaning interval. They are the masters of electronic equipment because they understand the interval better than any human beings in the world. The interval is the world of resonance. And it is the world of jazz, the world of the hippies. When radio was new in the 1920s, the Negro, American Negro, unified for the first time since the Tower of Babel all the cultures of the world with a new form called jazz. It was a universal language and still is. We talk about integrating Negroes. The Negroes integrated the entire blooming planet with jazz and still holds. And it was a language of gesture and not of words. The Beatles are in a different position. They're low-class English, and they're using some of the very oldest forms of Anglo-Saxon and some of the very oldest forms of philology as a basis for their music. One of the peculiarities of new forms, electric forms of retrieval, is that they reached back for many centuries to grab things that man had forgotten long ago. In all of this, you can see yourselves in a very peculiar position. The United States is the only country in the world founded on literacy. All other countries had been going for centuries before Gutenberg. The United States is the only country in the world that began with the latest technology, Gutenberg technology. It is therefore having the hardest time of any country in the world in orienting itself in the electric age. The Negro can do it, but the WASP can't. Radio brought in the new criticism, depth criticism, penetrating the auditory resonance of words, ignoring the semantics in the dictionaries, going for the resonance, what Eliot called the auditory imagination, retrieving the most ancient primal memories of the race by resonance. Now you can see that dictionaries drive words out of their senses by pinning them down to non-resonant and very visual definitions. As early as 1830, Lamartine, the poet, said, "The book arrives too late. He should be around now." But Lamartine in 1830 was thinking of the newspaper when he said, "The book arrives too late." He was not thinking of the telegraph. It hadn't arrived. With the telegraph came a total change in the forms of writing, symbolism. Symbolism simply means pulling out the connections between parts of sentences. I write symbolism. I don't finish. I think of my sentences as telegrams to Australia, 50 cents a word.